Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Lisa Riggs, and of course we're going to talk about Tivoli Fest. Good morning to you, Lisa.
Good morning.
It's that time of the year again. Every weekend before Memorial Day, here you are with Tivoli Fest. How many years?
33 years.
Okay, 33. Pretty soon it's going to be 40 and you'll have to have a big celebration.
That's right.
But every year is a celebration of some kind.
It is.
I thought, Lisa, we might start with the times each day, because you have several things going on for several days. So what's the first day? Is it Friday or Saturday?
Saturday is the main day. It's Saturday, May 25th, and it pretty much starts at 7:30 a.m. for the Mill to Mermaid registration, and we call that the M&M race.
Uh-huh.
And it's from the windmill to the Mermaid in Kimball.
Okay.
And there's shuttle buses to take you back.
Okay. And the last event on that day?
The last event is Tivoli Fireworks.
Oh.
That starts around 9:30 or after dark.
Uh-huh. Okay. What a way to finish up on Saturday. And then, of course, there are some things on Sunday.
Yes. We start, I believe it's at around 8 o'clock. We have the registration for the Tour de Tivoli bike ride. That's a 25 to 50 mile bike ride.
Okay, and of course there's things going on throughout the day. When is kind of the last thing on Sunday?
Our last event, when a brand new event, is the Run for the Fallen, a Walk of Honor, and the Veterans Memorial ribbon cutting at 2 p.m. And it's going to be a lovely program. And like I say, the ribbon cutting, our veterans have worked for several years. And it's a beautiful, beautiful memorial to our veterans.
So it'll be special to be there for the ribbon cutting and kind of the grand opening, except it's outside, right?
Yes.
Yes. Well, we'll come back and talk about more of those events. But I want to kind of jump into the Dane for a Day theme. And one way you can be a Dane for the day is to eat a lot of good Danish food.
That's right. Tivoli Committee sponsors two main food booths, and that being at the Elkhorn Town Hall. And this is Saturday only for the Danish open-faced sandwiches, the smørrebrød. And that starts, I believe, right after the parade. You can get into the town hall. There is restroom facilities there. And the committee has probably about 12 different beautiful Danish open-faced sandwiches. And I know, Lavon, you know that it's the Danes only eat one piece of bread,
mm-hmm.
lots of butter, and a beautiful slice of Danish luncheon meat, be it liver pastay, rollepulse, Havarti cheese, pickled herring, you name it, and then they garnish it, and it's a work of art.
It is, and you know, there's that saying that we eat with our eyes first, and so be sure to enjoy that as well as all of the flavor and the culture that goes along with this, but you know, appreciate that work of art before you gobble it down.
Right, and there's also a couple different Danish desserts also, so
uh-huh.
you can get a meal. Then also you can just go down to our brand new Elkhorn Fire Station. We're excited about the new venue to use, and that's where the Ebleskivers and Medista Pulse are going to be served.
And where is the new one located as compared to the old one?
It's just between the old fire station and the Country Store gas station, right in the center of Main Street.
Okay, so we won't have trouble finding it.
No, not at all. And there is restroom facilities. There's still building or doing some remodeling inside, but it's a wonderful facility, and it'll be ready to be used by Saturday morning at 8 a.m., and that runs through to 3 p.m., and it's all you can eat for a certain price. And it's just fun watching the volunteers turning the elbows.
Yes. And usually Rod Christensen from KJAN is one of those turners. And you know that you got to develop that skill. It isn't something you just all of a sudden do. You kind of got to work at it. Now, are those all Ebleskivers also available on Sunday?
Yes, also on Sunday at 8 a.m. till probably around 2 or 3 also.
Mm-hmm.
Just depends on how the supplies hold out. They go through over 300 pounds of Modista Pulse.
Wow. And bags of flour and eggs,
yes.
and on, lots of supplies there. And that takes many volunteers to make all that happen.
Yes, it does. And it's all volunteer. The whole event is run by volunteers. We've had an excellent committee. The chairperson is Dustin Peterson. He's one of our newest young businessmen in town. He's only 23 years old, and he's provided great leadership. We have a lot of the same people on the different committees. It's almost getting to be down to a science, if you can call Well, anything science in Elkhorn.
Well, there's a certain amount to it, but there's also some art in making that happen, yeah. And for all the people who do it. And, of course, those volunteers come from all over. I mentioned Rod, but I know that you have people from all over who come to help with that. And that's fun, you
yes,
know?
Yes, it is. We have a lot of alumni that are coming back to
oh, wonderful.
Make fun of it and just show their kids how Able Skeevers.
Uh-huh. If you haven't had an Able Skeever, well, there again, you better be a Dane for a day or 2 days. You could go back and have them again on Sunday after you've had them on Saturday, because it is one of those foods that you don't just find everywhere. You have to have special places like Elkhorn to find those.
That's right.
Yes. So, and then there are other venues to have meal, to have food kind of scattered around town, correct?
You know, we are blessed in this town to have some great restaurants, food facilities, and also we have, I think, 4 food stands that are coming to kind of just vendors with their concession stands. That mm-hmm. night, the FFA on Saturday night is having a barbecue down by the windmill. I believe it's steak sandwiches, chicken, and hot dogs. You have the choice of them. That goes to the local FFA of the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School.
Okay. Then I'm guessing there's something else happening there at the mill where people can get those good sandwiches, that there'll be an event happening there also.
Yes. All day long, after, especially following the parade, there's ongoing entertainment. We have Dwight Lamb and Bill Peterson. They play the 8-button accordion. They do old-time Danish folk songs. We also have Ron Johnson that comes by. He strolls the streets, and he'll be at either fire station or town hall, or you'll see him on the street playing his accordion. It's just ongoing. Plus, we have the Scandinavian folk dancers come from Omaha, and then our own local group of folk dancers, be children and adult folk dancers. This is local also.
Great way to pass on that heritage, to get the children involved in learning those folk dances.
And it is. It's just a fun time. There's a lot of things that compete with when we have folk dancing lessons, as far as softball and baseball, but we always manage to have a good group of kids that come, and they giggle the whole time. So it is fun.
Yep, and I'm sure they are going to appreciate that into the future. Hopefully they will be the leaders in the future to pass that on, but I know that they will have many good memories of learning to do those dances and performing them for folks. Yes. Now, there's probably a couple of other new things we need to mention.
Well, we are having, the firemen are having their Tivoli Beer Gardens. That's going to be in the new venue. Our main thing, we have, you know, a lot of the same, but we also have our exhibits at the Family History and Genealogy Center. They're having a special exhibit called Coming of Age and Images of Denmark, a photographic exhibit. And then also from 2 to 4, they're having a book signing by an author who wrote The Whooping Cough Germ That Became a Hero. So it should be very interesting at 2 o'clock. And the Danish Immigrant Museum is also having an exhibit called Danish Modern Design for Living, and they're also having tours and refreshments. Mm-hmm. I know LaVon and I were both there at the same time to see the opening of the exhibit, and it's very fascinating.
And it's gotten lots of attention. I think perhaps we don't realize, you know, if we go back, you know, it depends whether you ever owned any of that. Maybe not the original, but the kind of knockoffs of all of that have been around, and I'm not sure that we really appreciate where all that came from. So seeing that exhibit is just really an interesting exhibit.
And I always tell people when they go out to the museum, make sure they go down to the lower level
yes.
to see their permanent exhibit, their storage facility that you can view. It's amazing.
It is amazing. And I understand there's going to be an addition, because there's so many things that people have donated. They need some more space. So we'll be hearing more about that. And I guess I want to mention, it's not particularly with Tivoli Fest, but you want to stop by the library, because there's a special exhibit going on there also during Tivoli Fest. So stop by the library. If you haven't been to the Elkhorn Library, this will be a good time to do that.
And that's from noon to 3, and there's also children's activities going on, and that exhibit's called I Have a Voice. It's by Gigi's Playhouse mm-hmm. exhibit, so it should be great.
Do you know if they're having the Legos there also?
Yes.
All right.
They always have a Lego contest, and that's from noon to 3. And for people that don't know, Legos originated in Denmark. So mm-hmm. that's where they have a huge amusement park called, you know, the Lego. And I was just there last fall.
Isn't it amazing?
Amazing what they can do with Lego.
Just unbelievable, actually, that I've been there a long time ago, so I'm sure some things have changed, but it is just absolutely amazing. So let's make sure that people come to Elkhorn this Saturday and Sunday, get some good food, get involved with the entertainment, and just have a great time.
Yes, and, you know, there's so much I didn't mention, LaVon.
Of course.
But there is, you know, the open-air market, the crafts, again, the entertainment going on. Water fights by the firemen. There's a great ecumenical church service on Sunday morning down by the windmill stage. There's a Southern Gospel Quartet called Higher Call that will be there at 10:30 in the morning. They're also performing Saturday night at the Baptist Church. Sunday morning, though, if there's rain, it'll be moved to the Elkhorn, to the old school gym. Just check at the information stand. There's brochures that have all the schedule at the local businesses and at the information stand.
Okay, yeah, pick up one of those, and then you can see all the things going on. We want to thank you very much, Lisa Riggs, for visiting with us this morning.
Thank you.
And until next time, here's a thought. Always keep your words soft and sweet, just in case you have to eat them.